Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your sweltering couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is June 19th, 2018.
And this is episode 241.
Hey.
And this is like take two.
Happy Tuesday,
Happy
everyone.
Tuesday, everyone.
Right.
So we started the show last night, which was Monday, the 18th of June.
Right.
And Twitch was having an issue. I personally was having an issue on my PC that was hosting the podcast. Apparently, Windows decided to do an update on my PC that I wasn't ready for, and I had to restart my computer, and then by the time I figured it all out, I was frustrated, pissed off, because I had had a horrible day,
right?
And I was just like, F it, we'll just do it tomorrow. It wasn't so bad where I was kind of like, you know what, we're not doing another show until August.
Right, it wasn't that bad.
It was not that bad.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. So, we're here, and we're also here with the Valentavern. And with the Valentavern.
Hey, Valentavern.
What's up? Thanks for being patient. Thanks for coming back. Who do we have with us today?
Valentavern, we have, I was about to say Ash, you're classy, but not anymore.
What do you mean? What? Oh, he popped out?
Yeah. I was like, nope.
Well, he was here.
Yeah. He was here. Ashley 3 Classy was here.
Yeah. Because so I did a pre-show where I played a little bit of some stealthy game. I can't remember the name of it.
All right. Well, Shazno is here and JK is here.
Yeah. And like,
are all our viewers bots? Let's see. It's Commander Root, Electrical Longboard, Electrical Skateboard, and Stariot.
I don't know. I know.
Hey, you four that I called out, are y'all bots?
See, that's when we asked Shazno. Shazno,
are those four? Like, I want to know how bots.
Well, somebody was watching that I never knew that I was playing when I was playing Shadow Tactics.
Okay.
And stuff.
Okay. So
I can't remember his name that was watching. So we're back and we're doing the show.
Yes.
And
show right now.
I will say, you know, kind of talking before the show and with everything else with going yesterday. I had a really bad day with my anxiety.
Yeah.
Like it was way more than I could. And even with some of my normal things that I do to calm my anxiety down, like when it's like to the max.
Yeah.
They didn't work.
They weren't working for you.
They weren't working. Even some of my California stuff.
It's crazy.
And well, one, I didn't want to go too deep with the California stuff.
Right.
I couldn't.
You didn't want to do too much.
I didn't want to do too much because that's not what I do it for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just to try to take the edge off so that I can work or I can be a dad and stuff like that. And it was kind of like, okay, this is crazy. And I was like, what the hell? And so at the point, I was just kind of like, you know what? F it. I'm done. I'm really just done
You're
with
done.
Today. I'm done with being a friend.
Wow.
I wasn't done with being a husband or a father.
You don't want to be my friend?
I was not done being a husband or father, I will say, as I proved last night. I was just done. I was just like,
I've had days like that.
It was kind of like. So my college roommate actually posted today, and this was about the heat. He was like, "It's so hot. I didn't iron my clothes, and I don't want any hugs." Also, so he was just like, "Do not touch me.
When it's hot.
It is so hot. Do not touch me."
No one was hugs.
It was
hot.
Like for me, I was like, I'm so anxious and on edge. Do not touch me. do not talk to me.
You've never been that way with me, though.
Unless you're Renee or my girls or my kids.
But I've been that way with you.
Yeah, you have. But that's you, though.
And see, Dewey, the damn blue thing with no air conditioning in the middle of summer? Don't touch me.
Right. And I understand that. I understand that. That's right. You. You know what I'm saying?
That's me.
So that's your max. Mm-hmm. For me, my max is when I'm ready to cut friends off.
That's...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your max is
and
way
it's really
above my
bad.
Max.
But the thing is you know it's going to be really bad if I'm to the point where it's like Renee, girls, sons, I'm done.
Right.
Where it's kind of like I don't want to have anything to do with anyone. That's when you know it's really bad. Okay.
Right.
So that's like you need to call the night watch on me. At that point, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You need to call them and be like, we need to do a watch on Jay. He's going to go off on someone and he may be end up in jail. you know what I'm saying? Call the people to like shadow me, find out where I am and all that stuff. That's when you need to worry. When I start cutting you, the girls and my kids off. That's when you need to worry. Okay?
Like, I don't want to be around you right now.
Right. That's right. When you need to be on Find My Friends, being like, okay, where is Jay right now?
Wow.
and then if I turn off Find Friends so you can't see where I am, you need to call the cops. You need to call Cole and be like, Cole,
find
Jay.
Find your friend.
He is in this car with this license plate. I'm telling you, you need to find him. I'm just saying right now, okay?
Well, Ashy Three Classy is back. Welcome back to the show, Ashy Three Classy.
He is. I don't think he ever left. I think he just probably took a...
He was not here when I clicked on that button.
I don't think he never left.
He totally wasn't here.
Well, I don't think you left, Aaron, because...
Are you calling me a liar?
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying I don't think he left. Maybe something funky happened with Twitch, but I don't think he ever left. But so, talking about all that, talking about everything that we have going on.
Right.
Like my birthday this weekend, the girl's birthday coming up in July. So, stop, Aaron. God dog it, man. I'm trying to take up for you.
Trust black women. Then he's right. Status on Facebook.
All right.
Do you remember when they used to have actual statuses on Facebook and that stage your status?
All right.
Back in the day.
All right, Aaron.
That would have been my status.
See, this is why I appreciate Aaron. Aaron would bring me up and be like, yo, dude, trust black women. Trust your wife. He holds me accountable. And what I appreciate
about... I may not be right a lot of times, but sometimes.
Right.
I get it.
But I do trust you most of the time. Aside from the times I'm giving you a hard time, I do trust you.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
There's that.
But I was trying to take up for him. So
it's okay for him to pop out. So, he has a wife and child. Pop in does. And out as much as he needs.
And I will say his daughter dancing to the Men in Black.
I haven't seen that. I need to look at
that.
It was
amazing.
His daughter's so cute.
And
he did her hair. You better do that hair, boy.
And it's kind of like, I really need to, you know, the girls are doing computer class in school.
They are doing computer class.
But when we get everything situated and everything going, we need to do some other stuff with the girls. Because, I think they're at that mindset where they can memorize
they
stuff.
They would love to dance, I think.
Yeah.
They get up and start dancing all the time.
Yeah. So, I was thinking, babe, you know, do we want to take a summer break? I know we just started back. See, here's the thing. I know we just started back.
We just started back.
So, are you kind of like... And the reason I ask that is because, well, tonight's better than last night.
It is.
Last night was like a shitstorm.
What, with who?
With the girls.
Yes.
And with Twitch. It was horrible. Like, the girls were like, no, I'm not going to bed. And Zoe walks in naked.
That was...
he walks in naked, not once, but twice. And I was like, oh my God.
Okay, we're dead.
We're going to get kicked off Twitch.
Pretty much.
Like, girl, stop. But so, I've been playing, but anyway, we could talk about it later.
Yes. What you been playing?
So
we're
personally,
playing something different.
So
right?
Personally, I've been playing Civilization VI, which I've streamed. Okay. So Civ VI has been like my game. Okay. It's been my game that I've been playing. Just kind of like, I have fallen into the whole just one more turn thing. And it's kind of weird a little bit. And it's kind of like, oh man, this is really weird that I'm kind of like one more turn, you know, to see if I can
win.
One more turn. Yeah. So I've been playing Civ VI. I have started back playing the Division. Thanks, Friscos. Because apparently there's some stuff coming out. So I tried playing it yesterday when my anxiety was high. And that was a bad mix. I cannot play Division with high anxiety. Because it's kind of like a whole... It's like a Tom Clancy stealth. Metal Gear Solid. Kind of... Real time. I mean, not first person, third person shooter kind of game.
That sounds very stressful.
And so I was a little stressed, and I can't jump. You know what I'm saying? And I forgot that I can't jump in that game. I had to hit control to jump over a barricade or climb up. You know. So I reinstalled Division and I restart playing that. And then I got the Humble Bundle. And I got Shadow War Tactics. Shadow War, I think it's Shadow War. Shadow Tactics Blade of the Shogun is the name of the game.
Of course, it's a long one.
And it is about you. Now, this is really like Metal Gear Solid, where you have a team of assassins, Japanese assassins. You have a Shogun, you have a straight up type of assassin. And they all do different stuff. You have the one that has a shuriken, one that's just like a straight up shogun, and then you have one that's like deception and stuff like that. Like she'll kiss someone and has like poison on her lips.
Oh, okay.
So stuff like that. So, and it's kind of like a real time XCOM too. I know Aaron is talking about XCOM 2 is free on PSN, which, you know, I don't have PS Plus right now. And I'm trying not to get PS Plus. But I have XCOM for PC, and that game is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good game. It's my kind of game. It's a turn-based game. Any turn-based game that is with I'm moving different moves and blocks and everything else, that's my jam. You know what I'm saying? So I've been playing Shadow Tactics and Civ VI are the two I've been playing, as well as what's the other game I said? Division.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and you've been doing some stuff, right?
Yeah, I finished the storyline of God of War in most of the areas.
Uh-huh.
I just have to get a couple of little things, like couple of ravens or whatnot, to finish up the collectible stuff. I've beat all the Valkyries except for the Queen. I read online she was darn near impossible.
Mm-hmm.
My raid team says, she's just a little bit harder than the other Valkyries. So,
and then they also said that Sengu.
If Sengu beat it, I have to beat it.
They also said Sengu beat it.
Nobody, I cannot let Sengu beat something that.
Cause,
I have not.
Because everybody knows Sengu's horrible.
I mean, I'm terrible too. I think we should have a contest to see who is most horrible at video games.
It'll be Sengu. I will.
Why is he automatic?
I will just go out and say that Sengu is horrible.
God of War, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember when I was behind Aaron playing. And it was at one point I was like, "Ooh, I hate was whatever dude's name is. Casey Axios. Atreus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, just
so.
And then he was like, oh, he's not that bad. I was like, what do you mean? But now I get it. I was like, all right, he's not that bad.
So here's the thing. You're like, right. So my son graduated. And so for his graduation, with the money he collected, he bought a TV and a PS4. And he also got God of War 4. And which, you know what I'm saying? Probably. Young man, he's been wanting the PS4 forever.
God of War 4?
The latest God of War.
Oh, what
is
okay.
That? Is that number 4?
I don't know. I don't know.
The latest God of War.
Oh, okay.
All he right. picked it up.
All right.
Which, if I'm thinking right, it is 4. So he got to the part where Atreus freaked the fuck out. And he was like, Atreus is a dick. He was just like, he got so annoying. It was just kind of, it was just really weird to hear him talking about it. And I want to be like,
that's you, son.
That's you, boy.
You didn't say it.
I want to be like, that's you, boy.
That's boy. You, boy.
Boy.
That's how you act.
That's how you act, boy.
He'd be like, nah, I'm like, he wouldn't have believed it. So. But so, I am nervous to beat her because I am not good at reacting and pairing, and that's like maybe 95% of that fight. So we'll see how it goes. I'll get to it at some point. But
yeah. Since you haven't been playing, you know, you kind of switched gears a little bit.
Yeah.
You went from hacking, slashing, I don't care if you see me, to what?
Where? On
Horizon Zero Dawn?
Horizon Zero Dawn?
Is that more like sneaky?
They have both. And I suck at the sneaky. I've always sucked at sneaky. 100%. Most games, like Metal Gear Solid, not a good game for me. I'm just going to say, like, I played it. Terrible. Little, with the X-Men. Yeah, that always happens to me.
So you probably wouldn't like Shadow Tactics.
No, but Horizon Zero Dawn gives me the option to be hacky and slashy.
So you ended up.
I do like the silent kill. So lure him over.
So last Mother's Day, I bought Renee Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes,
and she was not in the gaming mood at that time. That wasn't long after Horizon Zero Dawn came out.
I told you I wasn't in gaming mood.
Right. You know, that was me trying to be like, babe, come on, you can play games again. You know.
Yeah.
And so she got the bug, with God of War, and then
actually. Lego game.
Yeah, you're right. It was a Lego Marvel game. You started picking it up. And then so you end up going and getting the Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition. That was like $19. So that you could, you know, have the complete series.
Right.
And so you've been playing that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the Complete Edition now. Yes. So how has that been going?
I mean, good. It's, I just have to. I haven't played it in a while, so I have to get used to the controls and.
So you didn't start over.
I'm not used to
because you were pretty good ways in, right?
Yeah. Thankfully, if you get the complete edition, it uses your save from the regular edition.
It brings your badges over too, right?
Yeah, it brings all. It brings everything over. So that's good. It's just like, for example. You can put your weapons on your pad.
On the directional pad.
Yeah.
D-pad.
So you can put weapons there, but you know how most games you have the best bow, you put that there, and you have the best spear, you put that there. This has different weapons for different situations, and they can both be really good. You just use them at different times, so. I'm just trying to make sure that I have the right gear. And I suck at getting discovered by the machines.
Okay.
I just kill it at that point.
All right.
So.
So.
And I suck at games where the skill tree, there's so many choices. Because choices make me freeze.
Okay.
Okay. We're talking about Horizon Zero Dawn. Sorry, yeah. And I like it. Female protagonist.
Yeah.
And the voice acting is superb, even if the animation that goes
the facial animation that everybody complained about.
Yeah, it's not the best, but the voice acting is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love, like, in the sound is wonderful on the game as well. So I'm going to get back into that. I am going to finish it. I'm going to finish God of War.
So what you guys need to do.
I have no idea what I'm going
to
do.
So what you guys need to do, you guys need to ask Renee to actually stream, because she can do it for the PS4.
Oh, I can. Can I? No, stream. But then I'm terrible. Everybody will talk about how terrible I am.
So that she can, that she would stream.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Straight from the PS4.
I forgot.
But the thing is, though, there won't be a camera, because you don't have a camera on the on that particular PS4.
Yeah. So there's no camera, so you won't see me. So maybe that's best.
So I was cleaning up our guest room, because you know Nikki and Clark should be coming this weekend. And I've been getting that straightened up, because one, there's been a lot of stuff in that room, like a lot of Warhammer stuff. That room had turned into like a storage room, a lot of Warhammer stuff, a lot of my paints, a lot of just a lot of my hobby stuff, just my hobby stuff. I'll just admit. And so what I did about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went in that room with a container and I started clearing stuff out, because I haven't been painting in a long time. So I packed up all my paints for Warhammer and my miniatures. I packed up a lot of my games for Warhammer and my miniatures. I didn't sell any of ours, JK, but I sold my Tau and some other armies that I definitely would know I won't be playing. Just know that I'll be playing at some later date, possibly, maybe. But that stuff is going into storage. Mm-hmm. I cleaned up my painting table. I put down my turntable that I bought, that I told you all guys about a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I got my speakers, my desktop, my bookshelf speakers today. Hooked those up. Got my cleaning kit for vinyl. And I went to the vinyl store and I scored a Sade album for $8. And so I played my first album today, which wasn't Sade. Mm-hmm. It was Stevie Wonder. And it was really nice. It was really nice. I did not know. I feel like that I'm, it's like, is that the sign of me getting old? Because, you know, moving the needle over and dropping the needle on a record and then hearing those 3 or 4 pops before Stevie kicks in singing, or Sade kicks in singing, and I just sit back in my chair and I'm just kind of like, I shouldn't be smiling this big. Like the smile on my face is like a kid at Christmas.
Well, that's good. That's the smile I have when I see horses.
Yeah, it was really nice. And it's really, I will admit, it is really weird listening to vinyl. Like, I listen to a lot of music online. You know, I have Google Music. I have other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'll admit, listening to vinyl, I don't know. There is a different sound. I can't put my finger on it. And it's really weird. And listening to side A the whole time, and then when it gets to the end, flipping the record over and then dropping that needle for the side B and just sitting back and just chilling and just enjoying it. I mean, I don't know. Today was just a good day. Today was a great day compared to yesterday. That's all I can say. And I'm thankful for it.
I'm glad. I'm glad. I think the podcast is better for it.
Right. And so this weekend, let's talk about this weekend. You know, we kind of talked about it.
This coming weekend?
No, this past weekend.
Oh, this past weekend, the girls played in their pool.
They played in their pool.
And they loved it.
Yep. They played in the pool for like 2.5 hours.
Yes.
They had to reply sunscreen.
They were having a blast.
Yeah, so that's 80 minutes. So it was roughly about 75 minutes. So that's like a, you know, hour and 30. So yeah, they had to reply sunscreen. So they played in the pool. I mowed the lawn. It was Father's Day. You guys did an amazing job and gave me my presents Saturday after work, which was great. I actually was not expecting that. So when I came home, the girls had bags for me. They had cards that they had made. Each of them had gotten me like some sort of Hot Wheel. You know my Hot Wheel craze what we say the last time we recorded? That was hot and heavy, mm-hmm. but then dropped off.
Yes.
They still got me Hot Wheels, but I love the fact they got me Hot Wheels. Mm-hmm. It's just for the fact that I would open them.
Mm-hmm. I even told them, these are for Daddy.
For me to open them, Maya came up to me and was like, Daddy, will you open this? And so I opened up my Spider-Man Hot Wheel.
Maya immediately.
And she wanted it.
Of course.
Then Zoe brought me the Dax Hot Wheel. Was just like, will you open this? And she walked off with it as well. So I'm sharing my toys with the girls, which is fine.
Apparently. So yeah, I knew I wanted to do something for Jay.
Right.
I wanted the girls to get excited about Father's Day. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take them out and have them get some stuff. And then I'm going to make a card while Jay's at work. So I just took him to regular old Walmart. I said, all right, we're going to get Daddy some gifts. What do you think Daddy would want? Toys! I'm like, no, you all want toys. That's not what Daddy would want. So we were just kind of walking through Walmart. They saw some fake flowers. I want to get Daddy flowers. Okay.
Yeah, they got me flowers.
97 cents? Sure. So they each picked flowers to give to Daddy.
I even sniffed them, too.
Yes, you did. They like that. Went and shopped for Jay's upcoming birthday party. Yeah. Jay's birthday party.
If you guys look behind Renee's if you look behind her left arm, you see like the stuff that she's been getting.
Like that's the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I said, okay.
They got toys. They got me Hot Wheels.
Yes. Yeah. They did. I was like, okay. So how about some Hot Wheels? So I let them pick the Hot Wheels that they wanted. They kept going towards the big sets. I was like, no,
mm-mm.
Just a regular old car. Just get a car.
Your daddy does not
garage and all this crazy. Just
your daddy does not need more cars.
Yes, yes, yes. We are live.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron, we're live. Some Douglas
name for a second. I was like.
Yeah, we're good with some Duggins. I see you.
I mean, you're tripping,
you, boo.
But
I see you, boo.
But you right. So and then I was like, all right, we gonna get Daddy shirts because you know the obligatory shirt, underwear, tie, sock.
But y'all gotta situation. Be good shirts though.
So I was like, look, y'all can pick any color y'all want, and there are a lot of colors.
Right.
So they were delighted.
Dude, I was shocked at their choices. One, this is about
a very bright.
This is a color,
burnt orange.
But this is a color. Steve liked to say this. This shirt color right here means that I'm coming to work.
What?
That's what Steve would usually say. You know my orange polo that I had.
Yeah.
It was like a construction worker. Like I'm coming to work. I was like, really, Steve. So I like this color.
And the other one was like a.
Other one like, is burgundy, which is another favorite.
Which is another color.
A color of mine. So
I love that they picked two colors that you would
right,
that you
right.
wear.
And then you picked another favorite color of mine.
I just picked gray.
Which
it was
is
just,
gray.
That was just a regular old mow the lawn type shirt.
So I'm going to wear my gray tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
And then I'm going to wear my burgundy.
Well, the gray has just regular old, you know, chilling around the house. It's not
right.
Like
so I'm gonna wear my gray tomorrow.
Aww.
I'm gonna wear my gray tomorrow, sweet. And then I'm gonna wear my burgundy the day after that, and then I'm gonna wear another gray.
Yeah, so we went to the craft section. I was like, all right, let's find some stuff to make the cards with. And they picked some foam stickers. And they picked
the emoji ones are the ones.
They picked some sparkly stickers. Maya picked the emoji ones. Zoe picked the sports ones.
What? How are you?
I don't know. I just let them pick whatever they wanted.
So today,
to make your card with.
So this morning, Maya and I went through the cards and we talked about each emoji face and what they were doing.
Oh, you did.
Yes. Why is that one crying? Why is that one? What's that one doing? Oh, it's sweating right now.
It's sweating. Is that what she said?
It's sweating. It's hot.
It's sweating.
He's hot. He's hot. He's sweating.
Oh, was she asking you or were you asking
She me? Was asking me. Oh, because okay. She was trying to figure out, what's that one doing? That one's laughing. Okay. That one's smiling. That one's winking. That one's asleep. It was the one with the X's on it. I didn't want to be like, oh, that one's dead. Because then she would have been like, Grandma dead. I was like, I don't have time to be talking about Mama dying, man.
Not this morning. That is so funny.
Not this morning. I can't this morning. I had a bad day yesterday.
Yep. So yeah, I took him home. I got some construction paper. I spelled out happy birthday for him, and they put him Happy Father's Day. And they bunched all the letters up in the top left, and I had to hold in my like OCD. I was like,
to be honest, babe, I absolutely loved it. That was bunched in the top
left.
It was
like all the letters are like up high.
It was
upper left.
It was.
I was like, you can spread it out a little bit. But I let them do their own thing.
Yeah.
And I asked them, like, I told them, hey, I'm all right in it. What do you want me to say? And they told me, Zoe said, Daddy, you're the best.
Yeah.
And Maya said, I love you.
Yeah.
And I had them write their name.
Yeah.
And Maya put all of her emoji stickers on.
She did, man, because
every
I was like, holy shit. I got to name all. I got, because we were going through this one, I was like, I have to name all these emojis. I was like, look, Maya, we got to stop.
It's a
We got school in like 20 minutes. You know, we got to stop. I'm
Zoe
sorry.
Did like half. I was like, all right, that's enough.
Zoe pulled back
on the throttle. She was like, all right, I'm good now.
Right.
So I have half a little baggie full of soccer balls and footballs.
Footballs and bats and stuff
and
like that.
So
I'm going to take a moment here. And just tell our audience.
Yes.
If you're bored with us, Shazno is about to start his stream up.
Yeah, and he might be.
He's gonna
more
be
interesting.
Actually, he's gonna be actually playing some games.
Yeah. So if
and
you
want to
see
like
game
playing,
if you don't want to just see this
and relax,
two old
and
married people
and you don't
talking
see
about the
two,
kids.
You don't want to see a married folk with one drinking husband and everything else just talking about their week. Check out Shazno's stream real quick. I'm not gonna be offended. But go support.
I will. No, just kidding. I won't.
I'm gonna need you to behave.
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
You got me here on a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
And it's 10:00.
Yeah.
You get me here on a Tuesday.
Oh,
10.
Never mind. Shazno is not streaming that night anymore.
Only they so y'all stuck with us.
So y'all stuck with us. Eat it, motherfucker. Oh, whoop.
That was one, right?
No, it was number two. I said it earlier today.
Dude, I can't with you.
But did I finish it, though? Did I finish it?
You said the F-U-C-K part.
I didn't say the K. I said F-U-C.
Okay, you can't.
I said F-U-C. Okay, wait a minute. Hold up, Shazno, because I've been. So last week, I came on your stream at like 12 Central, and you hadn't started yet.
Well, maybe he had a doctor's appointment. He ever thought about that?
I did think about that.
He was having IBS problems.
I thought about all that. I was just saying. But, you know, my old ass don't do Twitter right now.
Yes.
Which I don't think I should, because I don't know if I can handle all that stuff.
And we don't do the gram, as the young folks.
IG.
Oh wait, it's IG now.
What's your IG? What's your gram? I don't know what's hip.
I don't
now.
Do that either. I'm not hip at all.
But anyway, so you stuck with us, and so we did. We talked about Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about God of War.
Yeah.
Talked about Zoe and my Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Westport Whiskey and Wine. We had our 10th,
yes.
We had our 10th anniversary.
I'll let you talk about that one.
Okay, I need to join. I think I'm on Shazno's Discord. Hold on, wait a minute.
Okay, well, let's not do that right now.
Talk about, hey.
No, I need to talk about.
No, I need to talk about Westport.
Oh, me? Okay. Yeah. I wasn't even at the event. I dropped in to give him some water. So they were doing this big 10th anniversary bourbon party thing.
So, here's the deal.
You can ask me to do it.
Okay, so here's the deal.
That's why I didn't want to do it.
Westport Whiskey and Wine had our... we had our 10th anniversary. And with that, that meant that we had like 13 single barrel picks that we had picked out through this year that we were saving for. So it was our 10th anniversary that we were open. It was a big, huge, amazing event where we had like a shit ton of distillers. Four Roses, Buffalo Trace, Jim Beam, Angel's Envy.
It's like y'all are like very
Smooth Ambler.
Y'all are thought very highly of
Blanton's. It was just like a shit ton of just.
It's like y'all are like famous,
right? So it was a great, great, great event for the bourbon community, and this, I believe, opened up Renee's eyes to the impact that our store has on the bourbon community, because we had so many people, it was so hot that we ran out of water for just our vendors.
Right.
Just our vendors, we ran out of water. And like we were filling up water coolers and stuff like that for everybody else that was, you know, for like just the regular patrons and stuff like that. We had like 400 people come to this event.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just freaking crazy. Angel's Envy is just not brandy. Brandy, actually, you're confusing it. You're confusing a little bit. Slumduggins with Angels. Angels does a rye. They do a bourbon. Copper and Kings now, they do a brandy. That brandy is. Not behind me.
At all.
Huh. So Copper and Kings does a brandy. They do different types. Like they have a Phoenix barrel. Our store did a collaboration barrel that was like two barrels where it was Woodford Double Oak and then Sherry Cask and stuff like that. So yeah. So that event happened. I worked from 9 to 5 that day. It was freakingly hot that day.
Yeah, it was.
And it was like a lot of people. I mean, like a lot of people. And about 4 o'clock, it ended at 3:00, and then about 4:15, that's when the managers and everybody came in and was like, "I want everyone to stop, get a bourbon and a beer." Sit your asses
bourbon
down.
And a beer.
Bourbon and a beer. Sit your asses down and take a moment to bring it all in, because it was a long freaking day. And I had a lot of people. I had not, when I say a lot, I don't mean like 20, 30, 40, 50 people. A lot is like 4. People complaining about not getting allocated bottles. And it was just like, that ate
people
up.
People were a little upset.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, a friend of mine told me, was just like, you know what? One, you're not paid to deal with this when you're off work. You can't not care, because you caring is who you are. But you don't have to deal. You don't have to act on it. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because I just wanted to be like, you know what? I'm not on the clock. I don't care. He was like, that's not what they hired you for. They hired you because you do care, and that you do care about the community and stuff like that. But you need to, you can't just act on it. You can care, but you need to stop acting on it when you're not working. And when you say you have no power over what happened,
mm-hmm.
and they need to talk to the owners or the managers, that's what needs to happen. You need to stop carrying that stuff. And That was part of my stress that was going on yesterday.
Right, yeah.
Because I was dealing with people that were complaining about not... Here's the thing with this whole thing, Renee. Like, you keep asking me, what's my favorite bourbon?
I do, but you don't have one.
With the party coming up.
Yes.
And I can't answer you on that. Because my favorite bourbon or my favorite whiskey is what I'm drinking with friends or family that I care about. Mm-hmm. It's not, it can be Pappy 23 year. It can be George T. Stagg 2017. Mm-hmm. It can be freaking Kentucky Tavern, which is like a $8.99 bourbon sitting on the bottom shelf. But if I'm sitting here drinking it with Shazno, Slum Duggins, Aaron, or JK, or Clark, any of my friends, this right here, this Kentucky Tavern, $8 bottle, will be the best bourbon that I will tell you is the best bourbon. Not because of the contents in the bottle.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. Not because of the contents in the bottle, but because of the company that is around me when I'm drinking this.
Judge by the color and content of the character. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for preaching on everyone.
Yes.
But.
It's fine.
But what's in my glass doesn't make the memories.
Right.
The people that I'm with makes the memories.
Oh, man. When you've been drinking, this is like deep. You get deep when you've been drinking.
I mean, that's all it is.
Problems of the world.
I drink a fucking, that's number three. I drink a freaking Crown Royal. I don't care. That'd be all right.
With my potty mouth, how do I?
You all, because I talk too much. I talk too much on the show. So I think you need to talk more and I need to talk less.
Well, when you've been drinking, you tend to talk a lot.
All right, I'm going to shut up.
I'm not saying you talk over me. I'm just saying.
All right, babe. I'm looking at you.
We're done. We ain't got nothing else to say. Party this weekend. Very excited. I bought some stuff. I am nervous. For first time putting on a big party like this by myself. Well, my sister's helping, but first time coordinated everything by myself. Luckily, my sister's helped me narrow down the menu because I was doing the most on that menu. Like, it was the most.
I'm just going to say
glad they helped me.
A huge shout out to JK for saying, you talk too much and you never shut up. You talk. You remember that song?
Yes. Well, I have heard it. It's a tiny bit before my time.
It is before your time.
But I have heard it though.
Hold on.
I heard it, you know, after the time.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
But
I
needed to find out what year that was.
That is. 1985.
Yeah, I was four. No, I was six.
You were six.
Hold on, a tiny bit before my time.
I have to play it, Renee.
Okay, fine.
I have to play it. Here we go. I have to play it.
Yo, homeboy, bust this, man. I'm like real mad at these people who be like constantly running off at the lip. You know what I'm saying, man? They be constantly beefing, man, when they should just be chilling.
Word, they need to learn to
shut up. You talk too much. You talk too much. You talk
too much. Oh, yeah.
You talk too much.
I talk too much, Renee.
Hey, you over there. Is this your theme song? I know about.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, God. That was freaking great, man. I hope I interrupted enough so that it would not. At this point, Zoe didn't walk in naked.
They stayed in the freaking bed. Even though Zoe picked out jammies, but the jammies she wanted to wear are like so small on her, they don't cover her butt crack. But she wanted to wear them.
I wish I knew they put jammies. So just to let everybody know, I did set up. Did I already talk about setting up my speakers and stuff like that already?
No.
So I did get my worked on my room a little bit. I got my speaker set up with my record player. I did score a Sade album, and it was nice listening to some Sade album today. But yeah, I listened to Stevie Wonder too. But anyway, everyone that showed up tonight, thank you so much. My anxiety has been really high lately. Not lately, just as I told Renee, mid-June is like my worst. It's one of my worst years. It's my worst time of the year.
Yeah.
It's Father's Day and my birthday. Father's Day is because just some of the stuff with my kids from my previous marriage and stuff like that. And then also for my birthday, just some past history of my birthday and friends. And my anxiety gets really extremely high, and it's been a struggle for me for the past couple of weeks. But most of the time I've been working through it okay and everything else. But, you know, my birthday is, today's the 19th, so it's 4 days from now. So
Yay. That's
Saturday. I don't even remember what my birthday was. I'll be 43 years old. I just want to thank everyone for watching the stream, coming back to us on Tuesday. I apologize to everyone that came last night, and we were having so many issues and everything else. Just really extremely thank you for our patience. So if you want to reach us, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our webpage at ValentineCast. If you want to see our YouTube video, you can see us at youtube.com/ValentineCast. And our Facebook page, babe. Where's our Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ValentineCast.
All right.
Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Previous episodes as well. Jay's Twitter feed is Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
And I feel bad for saying that's my Twitter feed, but if you want to find me on Facebook, go to Facebook.com/JValentine. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't tweet as much as I used to. And then if you want to kind of catch up with Renee, and I'm not sure if she'll accept your
friend
request.
Yeah, probably.
Because I
probably will. I mean, I don't. Ever since my mom died, I'm not on there as much as I used to be.
Yeah. So,
like I'm on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I don't post as much.
Yeah, like Renee Valentine is Renee.Valentine.1121. And I'm just Jay Valentine. She was slow in getting her name. And I told her that night she needed to go ahead and get it, but she was too slow.
Thanks.
I did. But I'm Jay Valentine. So check us out over there.
Please do.
Check out the folks over at Black Astronauts Podcast at blackastronautpodcast.com. Check out Shazno Streams over at twitch.tv/ShaznoStream. He has the schedule and everything else up under his stream and on that page there, which I need to get on the Discord because I thought he was still streaming at night, and that's not the case. That's a bad on mine, just a busy life and everything else. And then check the show notes. You can check out what Nikki has going on with her book and everything else. And God damn. Really?
You talk too much.
And I never shut up.
That's why your outro ran out.
Jesus Christ, that ran out. I wasn't even expecting that shit. Hold on, wait a minute. Can I get a little time at the end? Damn. Has it been playing that long?
Yes.
That's like a 4-minute song. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm out of here. Renee.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone. That was horrible. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye, everyone. Boops.
I need like a 10-minute song.